B62. Number 6A.
Well, as we have embarked on considering in more detail the 1,000-year period, I still would like to take in another aspect so that we are clear where we are in our consciousness and what is our aim when we take those 1,000-year periods in regard to healing or in regard to what is called demonstration. Namely, the question, what should be demonstrated? What is the purpose of demonstration? Is the purpose of demonstration the same when we are in the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7,000-year period? At first glance, I would say, everybody would say, well, it's always the same. And this is therefore a great danger, because there our whole view could be directed into a wrong direction, and we would try to walk towards an aim that is not adapted to the age in which we live. When we go back to the 4,000-year period, where, now, can you reason? What do you do? You first establish the point of departure, the standpoint of the 4,000-year period, where we see that in that period the main aspect was to see that behind a symbol, behind things, are really ideas, and that the prophets could see that not the outward world was ruling the world, but an idea behind that outward world was ruling the world. So, in regard to healing, what kind of healing would we get if we would only have that sense that behind things are ideas? What would we try to demonstrate, and how would we try to demonstrate? The physical, yes, we would try to demonstrate the physical. In which way do you mean?
Metaphysics.
Yeah. Beg your pardon?
By metaphysics,
yes. See, you have nothing but really illusions and ideas, or the physical and ideas, and therefore, what would you do? You would try and affirm the ideas, instead of affirm the physical, instead of affirming disease, you would affirm the idea, and we affirm health, so that, and deny, say, the evil, the physical, and therefore the only way or the only kind of healing we could get at that point would actually be that metaphysical healing. I must be careful, or you must be careful, I say metaphysical healing, I didn't say divinely metaphysical healing or scientific metaphysical healing. I meant just metaphysical, therefore just using mentality, the mental, that which is no more physical. And I could heal in that period really by accepting and affirming that the idea is reality and not the physical picture is reality. And so I would affirm truth and deny error. Can you see? This would be the method that would be possible at that point. Because we have not yet seen at that point the whole science of it. We only have seen ideas. Therefore, all that there is that we could do is that metaphysical healing of argumentation for truth and argue against evil. So if in the Christian Science movement this is still more or less the main method of healing, and you can see it in the articles in the journal, that it's still a lot of affirmation and denial. And if you read also certain literature of dissent of the movement, it's still the same, it's metaphysical, constantly affirming the truth multi, and constantly denying error and evil. And this is just an ordinary metaphysical treatment. This is something that is known also to other metaphysical groups, like positive thinking and all these things. They too have the same method. They argue for truth and argue against error. They argue for supply and argue against lack. They argue for health and they argue against sickness, that sickness is not true and that sickness is not real and that sickness has not been created by God, etc., etc., etc. It's a whole treatment of just arguing out the thing according to that two values of truth and error. Yeah?
Would it also include working really from the complaint, whatever it was, and trying to find the idea behind it, would that?
Yes. That's a very good question, you see, which you see still quite abundantly in the discussion with students and in the writings. It's arguing naturally from error, from the phenomena. The phenomena is the first thing we notice. Say, here is something which ails me, which is not right. There is an ailment, or there is a lack, or there is a disharmony of any kind. Sorry, Jane, it's disharmony and also inharmony. The American Inheritance Dictionary has disharmony and also secondary inharmony. So they reason from a problem. The problem arises and say, now what is the idea behind it that will correct it? And so reason from the problem. You see, that is actually also, say, the whole tonality of what is called psychosomatic medicine. It's what they call the organ language. The body shows in harmony or a disharmony. And so perhaps if you help me with language here, see, for it's the organ language is that which, you, for instance, say, well, you feel that your back is aching and you have back aches, and so they reason to an idea behind the back ache, namely that you are not really backing up against error. So that they asked the patient to back up to truth, to stick up to truth. You have, now you help me, you have worries with your girlfriend and or the girlfriend with a boyfriend and gets and breaks her heart and gets a heart disease. So we speak about broken heart, and that can manifest itself, as they say, as the theory goes, in a heart disease. If you can't stomach a situation, really, you get trouble in your stomach. Huh? Yes? Can you give me some more in the wonderful American language? Yes, Inky, go on.
If you turn your back on somebody,
Yeah.
So you have a cold shoulder.
Oh, you got the cold, yes.
Yeah. Standing for the truth.
Standing.
You have leg problems if you stand for the truth.
You stand for the truth, yes. You have a leg problem, a foot problem. I have even the better ones from a South African practitioner. She had to deal with foot problem. So she said, well, man's extremities are God's opportunities.
They got results.
Thank you.
Even so, there are many results.
Even so, that's very good, huh? They get results. Hmm? They get results. Why do they get results? That's the general, still the general feeling in the field of practitioner, that they reason from an organ that is wrong to the same word, huh, that we use in a disharmony, like broken heart and the heart disease, huh? Or you can't swallow something and you get disease in your throat, huh? Well, you worry and worry and worry, and they say that exemplifies itself as cancer, and so on. I used to have a whole list when I was teaching this. I don't have it here because I teach extemporaneously, but you know that, huh? And this is what's called the organ language. See, so if you have a broken arm or something on your arm, you reason to the arm of the Lord. And so say the arm of the Lord can never be broken. The arm of the Lord is always whole. Huh? You reason from phenomena to idea. If, for instance, you have no supply, that was, I remember, in the 30s, a great question when the question of supply was so super important because of lack of supply. Well, I remember that every time one was reading in the journal or so about it, well, it is that there is always abundant supply, because God is substance, it's all the substance there is, so you have all the substance you have. So you meet supply with abundance or with substance, see? Because that seems to be the idea, which is a fact about the counterfeit. And can you see that is rather logical at the beginning? It's absolutely wrong, but it looks logical at the beginning. And then comes Ellen and says, but it works. See? And it does work. Now, why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work? Any belief has its effect. Any belief. So if you have a general belief in these things, and now especially supported by the whole psychosomatic medicine faculty, well, that belief gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You can read in the psychosomatic literature whole books that show you one case after the other of this organ language. And that was especially in the 1940s and 50s, but today they get away from it. They see that it is not true, that they were just playing on belief, on a general belief. Well, if there is a general belief, and you are quite sure that there is such a general belief, because these sayings of the organ language are hundreds and hundreds of years old, that you couldn't stomach something and you got sick. That's a very old thing. That you are heartbroken and the heart didn't work anymore. Hmm? And things like that. These are, so to say, age-old beliefs from common language. And because they are beliefs, naturally, if you correct such a belief and go up against such a belief, then you have a better belief or a good belief instead of an evil belief. And as the evil belief worked, the evil belief works. See? The ego belief works that if you worry and worry and worry about something, that you get stomach trouble. They work. Why should they work if they are not truth? They work because that's the law of mortal mind. So why should not a better belief work? A better belief can also work. If we counteract it strongly with argument and argumentation and perhaps a little bit of willpower and a little bit of positive thinking and a little bit of this and that added to it, it's possible. And therefore the question is this kind of healing that to a large extent works outwardly as making symptoms disappear, is that the purpose of Christian Science?
No.
So it is not. And this is the difficulty. Because it works, they don't want to go further.
A quick question. Would this, if it is Eddie's experience, be the Quimby theory?
No, the pre-Quimby. Yes. You know, today, psychosomatic medicine, as far as I'm instructed in it, I'm not deeply interested in it, but from time to time one tries to catch up with what's going on. They are no more believing that. They are much more believing the following thing, that they say, well, if the mentally you are at unrest and worry about things, that naturally has an effect on the body. But where has it an effect? Not where the organ language is pointing to the organ, but it manifests itself there where the system of the body has its weakest point. You see, everyone's body, well, most bodies, have somewhere a weak point. Either it's a weak point in the lung, or in the heart, or in the liver, or up here, or you see. And then, when the organic system gets out of balance, naturally it affects much more that part of the body which is already a bit sensitive and out of balance. So it is attacking the weakest point. That's a much better theory, even if it's a medical theory, and a much more logical one. So, really, you see, if we still feel that we can reason from the phenomena to idea, and then with that idea try to heal the phenomena, we are still way back in the 4,000 year period. That's not Christian Science. So we come further and come to the 5,000 year period. See, I haven't given yet the answer what Christian Science would say to that kind of treatment. I haven't said that yet. And we come later to it, because only later one began to see that this is wrong. We come to the 5,000 year period, and there we have really the Jesus period, with the accent on what Jesus tried to bring into world consciousness, not to his individual consciousness, but into world consciousness, namely that ideas govern the body, that ideas manifest themselves in the body. And therefore we could see there that it is showing really the signs of physical harmony. The purpose of it was to bring the body at the point of harmony and harmonize it. And Mrs. Eddy calls it, you know, in one of the articles, I think, about cause and effect or something, calls it the signs of physical harmony. That is the purpose, namely, of that Jesus introduced to give to the humanity really harmony, physical harmony. Better health, better business, better homes, better this, better that. And was so that physical universe was kept under the dominion of ideas. Mrs. Ellis said that she had to use that method too. That at her time, that the article was around about 1887, I think, yes, 1887, and says that what she can teach at that moment was the science of physical harmony, because this was the most that the age could stand. That really one could, with spiritual means, bring about a harmonious physical body and universe. So you can see what Mrs. Eddy did. She knew, like Jesus knew, much more than she was able to give to the student. She always had to translate the 6,000 year period down to the 4th and 5th 1,000 year period for the students. So what did she do? First, she taught them the method of argumentation, that this is all what the people can take at the beginning. So around about, shortly after her discovery in the 1870s, all that she could teach was argumentation. You argue for truth and argue against error. And because that kind of treatment is still in the books, especially in prose work, is still in the books. Very little of it is left in the textbook. Only a few passages in the chapter on practice, the methods of argumentation. Only a few sentences are left there. So she had first to reduce it to the 4,000 year period. Then afterwards, in the 80s, 90s, she could reduce it really to the science of physical harmony, where the main purpose of Christian Science was being seen to help humanity to get a higher state of things. But she already said in that article where she was speaking about the science of physical harmony that the time will come where a higher consciousness, a higher method will be necessary or will be used. Namely, really, that which she was using, namely the science of spiritual harmony. And she gives there a few examples of healing that she had with the consciousness of divine science on that in that article. So you can see that most of the Christian Science students still have as their ideal and as the main purpose of Christian Science in view, the science of physical harmony. Therefore, they constantly ask about healing and what kind of healing, which is right, because we have the right to be whole. That's not something that is wrong, but that is not the high ideal. And if we are not willing to lift up the ideal higher and higher, the lower will no more work. That's the point. That's why in the time of argumentation they had a lot of good healings, just with arguing things right out. You know, they were very brave at that time. They could walk up and down the room and argue for a half an hour on a case what is true and what is not true, just by arguing and affirming and denying. They would first argue out something about the disease, first in the positive, that they would say, well, God has not created this disease, therefore God does not know this disease, therefore man does not know the disease, therefore the patient X, Y, and Z does not know that he is ill. There is no body through which that disease is channelized. There is no body to be diseased. There is no power to make something diseased. So they first would say that this disease is not possible, that perhaps a whole list of saying that the disease is nothing, that the disease has no locality, that the disease has no channel, that the disease has no name, that the disease cannot be felt nor seen, and so a whole list. I can't do it very well because I never use it. I only read about it. But put then, so to say, all the negatives or name the negatives and then deny the negatives. So that was the highest they could use at that time. Now, naturally, when the idea grows and has to evolve, the moment we try to hold back and stay back, then the old doesn't work anymore. That's another rule which we have to see. That's why today, with arguing for and against, we have no more these healings as they had at their time. So we must see the moment a new period breaks in, the old method is no more really working rightly. And so the next step was that she could lift the students out of the method of arguing and affirming and denying into really seeing the science of physical harmony, where they would see that only ideas were working. That ideas were working and that the ideas are destroying the illusions. And so they had that whole new era around about 1900, where they could see now the whole science of physical harmony is really the main point that the student had in view. But then she could foresee, because she herself did not heal that way, because she herself was not interested in that kind of healing purpose, she said, well, the time will come in another 50 years that the new idea of will be seen, that new idea, therefore, of the science of spiritual harmony.